Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 5, where we are talking about what?
Hope.
Hope in preparation to consecrate ourselves to Mary, go to Jesus through Mary. Now, mm-hmm. you had an interesting observation before we turn on the cameras of why Sister Lucia was talking about hope today.
Well, she's just breaking down the part in prayer, and which I think is just absolutely beautiful. You know, ever since we started doing this, I've made a commitment to pray that prayer every single morning. Yeah. And even like when I go to the grocery store and I have just like a few like idle minutes waiting in the line, the checkout line, and I look at the people and I just pray that prayer, and it's so beautiful.
It is, yeah.
So I just really appreciate how she's breaking it down.
So if you want to continue to pray the part in prayer, I'll link right up there if you're watching this on YouTube, and that is there for you. So let's talk about hope. Mm-hmm. What is hope? Now, here's my simple definition. But hope paints a picture of the future that gives power to the present to press onward to the promise. So it paints a picture of the future to give power to the present to push onward to the promise. But what could be the problem with my definition? Here's the problem. If you have the wrong picture of the future, you're going to be pursuing a promise that really will never be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And what I see right now in the world is a lot of people who place their hopes in things that just won't fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Sister Lucia says something really interesting in her book. She says, the basis of our hope is in Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. in forgiveness of sin and the reward of eternal life, if we believe in him and turn from sin. That's the basis of our Christian hope. It's Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's the picture of the future. The picture is eternal life. Mm-hmm. The power that we get in the present comes from the Holy Spirit. And that picture is painted by who? It's not painted by some sort of imaginative thing that we do. No, that picture of the future is revealed to us by God.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, the source of our hope has a divine origin. And in fact, it is a supernatural gift from God. It's a mm-hmm. theological virtue. So with that being said, Sister Lucia goes into a couple different things. What stood out to you, Janelle?
Well, she just starts off the chapter basically with saying that all of our hope must rest in God. Mm-hmm. And I just think, how many areas in my life do I have like misplaced hope? How many times do I get disappointed and allow that to affect the way that I parent my children? You know, do I really have my eyes fixed on the eternal reward?
Can I tell you an example of misplaced hope for me? I sometimes hope for an easy day with the kids. You know, we got 6 kids and the oldest is 10. You know, little ones. And there's a lot of demands on us as parents just to meet their needs. And it's often not an easy day. So here's my problem. When I'm placing my hope in comfort,
mm-hmm.
and that comfort doesn't come,
mm-hmm.
what happens? Well, then I get disappointed.
Yep.
That's one of my struggles just practically at being a father.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I really appreciate about Sister Lucia is how she talks about even how the apostles had a hardened heart to hear the voice of God. And a lot of the hardness of heart is because we have excessive attachments to things, maybe to people, to dreams, whatever it is. And then we can't hear the voice of God. It clouds his voice and even our ability to know his will for our life. And I've seen that in my own life as I've tried to purge myself of different things that have kept me from following him. I feel like I have a greater clarity in my mind, and also just to be able to maybe hear and to discern his will for my life.
It's interesting. Our hearts become hard when we are not fixed on the promise of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when our attention is fixed upon the promise of Jesus, which is forgiveness of sin, eternal life, then when we're going through our day, that's what we're thinking about. Mm-hmm. That's our motivation. That's what we're living out of. But when our hope is in something of the world, that's what our mind and our hearts and our attention, our energy is focused on.
Right.
So if we're focused on the world, we're going to have blind spots to the truth because the world isn't the source of divine revelation. It comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
And so a false hope is a blind spot to the truth that God wants to pour into our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this also reminds me of what you were just saying about how you sometimes get disappointed with, you know, the way that the day kind of rolls out with the kids. Sometimes it doesn't go as planned.
Has it ever happened to you?
But, you know, Sister Lucia actually quotes Jesus in this chapter, and she says that the world will bring us tribulations. Okay, so maybe like changing diapers and cleaning up messes and, you know, splattered stuff all over the counter.
Happened
that
yesterday.
Actually happened. You know, maybe those aren't like really big tribulations, but they are the trials that God has given us in our daily life. And it says, in the world you have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Can you tell that Janelle has an easier time with cheer than me? This is how it is in our life. There's more smiling on this side than in mine.
I wouldn't say that's true. No. There's more laughter on this side than on this side.
Maybe. So let's relate this all back now to Mary. In the Salve Regina, we pray, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So is it okay for us as Catholic Christians to refer to Mary as our hope? So what St. Thomas Aquinas says is that we can have a primary cause of our hope and an intermediate cause of our hope. And here's an example. Let's say there's a king, and the king has some subject, and there's a certain subject that wants to go to the king and ask the king of a favor. So he approaches the castle, he goes into the court, and he humbly presents his request before the king. The king says that he will grant his request. So when the subject leaves, he has hope of the future. He has a hope that the king is good for his word. He hopes in the promise of the king. So the king is the primary cause of his hope. But what if that subject feels like his request would be better presented by the queen mother, the mother of the king? Because he knows that the queen mother just has this tender affection, speaks kindly, and it would sound better coming from her lips than his own. So he goes to the queen mother, presents his request to her, and says, please present this towards your son, our king. The queen mother goes, presents the request before the king. And how does the king receive that request? As though it's coming from the subject? No, it's coming from his mother, mm-hmm. who he adores and loves and honors. How could he say no to his mother? And so in this sense, the subject has an intermediate cause of hope, which is the queen mother. Now, that relates, of course, to Mary. She is the intermediate cause of our hope. So she goes to Jesus, our King, and presents our request before him. How could he say no? So in this sense, she is indeed our hope, our life, our sweetness, and our hope.
St. John of Damascus calls Mary the hope of the despairing. St. Augustine calls Mary the only refuge of sinners. St. Ephrem calls Mary the secure haven for the shipwrecked.
Now, some might be hearing this thinking, why should we be going to Mary and calling her our hope? Shouldn't we be making Jesus our hope? Well, this is what St. Anselm said.
It is not that we distrust the divine mercy, but rather that we distrust our own unworthiness and commend ourselves to Mary that her merits may compensate for our unworthiness.
So Mary compensates for our unworthiness. Let us ask her intercession by praying the rosary once again. Mary, our life, our sweetness, and our hope, Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to FatimaConsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.